from the You Just Can't Win column. Literally back-to-backs. And they always happen back-to-back. I can't listen to you guys for another moment. This is officially the I Love Justin show. Liberal love fest. Shame on you. Followed directly by, I can't believe it, Ryan. Yet again, the Trudeau hate shows its ugly head. I'm out of here.
That is the world in which I live, Jay.
No kidding. Parallel universe.
I ripped the guy for the whole gun control thing between 2:30 and 3 o'clock. I say one thing about the idea of...
Blackface.
You all voted for him. Like, it's not that I was a fan of the blackface thing. I thought that was enough in its own right for him to be voted out, but it wasn't. SNC-Lavalin, not enough. The Aga Khan, not enough. We scandal, probably still not enough. Lack of vaccines, probably still not enough. It's not on me anymore, is my point. It's on all of your neighbors who decided to give the guy another mandate, even in a minority setting. It's not on me. I'm not going to be the fall guy for your prime minister. You get what you deserve. Now, that said, the conservatives, they're not doing themselves any favors either, but that's another story for another day. One more thing about The Bachelor that we were talking about.
Jeez, okay.
Apparently, a lot of people are writing in 71010 because they narrowed it down to four ladies last night. She's one of the four of them. This lady who went to a plantation party 3 years ago, which Chris Harrison, the host of The Bachelor, says, it was another, it feels like hundreds of years ago. She is the front runner, according to a lot of people. Now, that's interesting for a number of reasons, but mainly because The Bachelor this year is black. So can you imagine? You imagine we get all the way to the end of The Bachelor and he proposes and she says yes. And now you've got somebody who was at a plantation party 3 years ago saying yes to a black guy who doesn't know any of this stuff because, he's been sequestered the whole time.
Yeah, because everything's shot in advance. Imagine that you're at home. You've already proposed.
Man.
That dude from the jeweler in Los Angeles came out with the big old rock. And you're at home going, oh,
this is not going to work.
Oh, I don't think that I'm taking you home to meet the rest of the family.
We're just not going to do this. We're not going to do this at all. Anyway, we were telling you about this story a couple of weeks ago, and I said to the crew, I said, we need to talk to somebody about this now that it's in Ontario, now that it's up and running. We got a lot of interest from all of you out there. It's an online store that is launched here selling groceries and household items from Loblaws. The trick and the catch here is they're selling them in containers that they will take back off your hands and refill. The store is called Loop, and it launched earlier this month in partnership with the supermarket giant. They offer items like milk, oats, ice cream, toothpaste for delivery in most of the province, and we wanted to know a little bit more about it. Heather Crawford is here. She is the VP of Marketing and E-Commerce for Loop. Nice to have you.
Nice to be here.
So let's talk a little bit about how you're operating in America, the UK, France, and how is the rollout in those countries?
Sure. We've had incredibly positive results when we launched the program in the U.S., in the U.K., and in France. So in each of those respective markets, we're working with the leading grocery retailers there. And the brands who participated and put their products in the platform, as well as the retailers who were owning the programs, were just blown away by the consumer response. And what we really found is that the concept has mass appeal, right? It's not just for ultra-eco people. It's for anyone who's kind of bothered by how many times they're taking out the trash each week.
Yeah, and I got to tell you, Heather, I think that the very first guy, I'm surprised he hasn't already reached out to you privately, that wants to be part of this is my partner, Ryan Doyle. He loves this idea.
Incredible. You'll have to give it a try.
Yeah, well, you know, it's interesting because you say it's not for like an eco-warrior, and I'm certainly not that. I'm just I'm a dad who gets a little frustrated with all of the packaging. I do the recycling it'll be tonight. I think it's tonight, tomorrow's recycling day in my neighborhood, where I'm going to have to go out there with the box cutter and, cut everything down and stack it in the bins. And I think there are a lot of those things can be reused, and your company's doing that, so I applaud you for it. How does it work?
So you can shop online today at loopstore.ca from a pretty broad selection of products. So there's everything from ice cream to shampoo and all of the grocery staples in between. You can find leading household brands, everything from Heinz and Haagen-Dazs to Loblaws President's Choice brand, as well as a bunch of things that we launched under our own Loop private label and product categories customers told us they really wanted to see. You get everything delivered to your home, to your doorstep, in reusable containers, in a reusable shipping vessel that we call the Loop Tote. So no more stacks of cardboard boxes. Use everything up. When you're finished with it, you can put everything back into the Loop tote and schedule a pickup from your doorstep with our logistics partner, FedEx. Everything comes back to Loop, where we hygienically clean all of the containers, refill them on all of the filling lines, and put them back into the system to be used again.
Okay, so here's the big question, and we get this a lot. We're already getting it as we're breaking this down with everybody. How can you guarantee that the products that are back in the Loop ecosystem are properly sterilized?
Yeah, it's a great question. And, you know, trust in the cleaning system is really paramount for customers, especially in this day and age where we're all concerned about health and safety more so than ever. We have really vigorous cleaning protocols. We're working with some of the world's leading brands. And so, as you can imagine, the QA requirements from all of them are extremely stringent. And we have world-class cleaning technology. So some of our vendors are also servicing the aerospace or medical device industries, right? So you can be absolutely assured that every container that comes back to you is completely hygienically cleaned.
So I'm actually looking at your website right now, and I'm looking at beauty products. And it's interesting because and you can tell me if I'm wrong. I'm seeing about an average of $3.20 for various containers. But what else I'm seeing is out of stock for a lot of things. So that tells me that there's already a demand for this for this sort of avenue of packaging.
Yes, absolutely. So we launched on February 1st. We've already sold out of some bestsellers, and we're working hard on supply chain to make sure we can restock as quickly as possible. And then we also have a lot of things that are coming soon. So you can expect to see the assortment grow over the coming weeks.
How long is the average shelf life of a vessel or a container?
So it's a great question. Depending on the product, we see return and cycle times anywhere from, you know, a handful of days, right? I think we've all been guilty of eating the ice cream pint the minute it comes in the door, through 3 months sometimes that it takes people to go through and consume all of their shampoo or dish detergent. But we typically see that people try to optimize their returns a little bit. So often we have people returning things together, even if the cycle times are a little bit different. And they're just ordering more frequently so they can get more totes to their home to be able to do different cycle times and match things up.
Yeah, it's good you mentioned ice cream because that was the one thing I researched this afternoon. I was like, how many times can I use the Häagen-Dazs container? And it's like 100. So my question to you is, if I reorder my Häagen-Dazs, are you going to send me a notice that says, Jay, you've ordered the coffee Häagen-Dazs 97 times now?
Maybe we don't want to notice that so much.
I don't want to see that. I don't need to know that.
Exactly. We don't report on that.
Okay.
When it comes to deposit, we're getting that question as well. What are we talking about when it comes to fees, when it comes to delivery fees? Because there's a curiosity there about that.
Sure. So deposits range anywhere from maybe 50 cents or so for something like a glass beverage bottle, up through typically around a $5 maximum for one of the really premium containers, something in stainless steel, for example. So all of these deposits you pay one time. They're fully refundable as soon as you return your reusable packaging to us. And that deposit goes back into your account as a balance. So you can actually redeem it again on your next order without having to continuously pay into the system again and again. We do have a $25 flat shipping fee that we're waiving for launch. So it's higher than we typically expect with e-commerce because we're covering both inbound and outbound logistics of getting a tote to you and back. But we're waiving that with orders over $50 for the launch period to make sure as many people as possible can trial the system.
And the website again?
Loopstore.ca.
Loopstore.ca. Heather, thanks so much. I'm going to give it a go and report back to the audience and let them know my experience.
Great. Please do.
Thank you, Heather.
Heather Crawford, VP of Marketing and E-Commerce for Loop, the website loopstore.ca. I still think it's a good idea. She answered a lot of the questions and knocked them out of the park, the ones I had as curiosities, Jay.
So how well she did answering questions is not exactly the way it went with what we'll talk about when the rush continues. Kind of the polar opposite.
Total opposite.
Stick around. That's next.